Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, 16th chapter, 24th verse. Mm-hmm. That's Matthew 16, verse 24. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read from the King James, and then I'm going to read from the Amplified. Please follow with me. It reads, "Then Jesus said unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." The Amplified Version puts it this way. "Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside selfish interest, take up his cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come, and follow me, believing in me, conforming to my example in living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me." I want to speak today on the following topic, following Jesus. Let me give you a little background on this. Jesus was followed by a multitude of people, including his disciples. But why were they following him? Well, Jesus had performed many miracles, and a lot of people were following him for the signs and the wonders. There was another section of people who followed him because he fed them. Remember, he fed a multitude? Yeah. Some of those people had no food. Some of them were very poor. And because Jesus took care of them by feeding them all that fish, they followed him. It's sad, but it's true. But you think about it, you know, if you had an all-you-can-eat buffet with unlimited supply where they're not going to run out and they're not going to feed you hush puppies to get full, wouldn't you follow him too? If you had no food?
Wow.
Now, the other reason why people followed Jesus is because they were in awe of him.
Yeah.
You know? They just never seen anything like that before. And they haven't seen anything like that since. He's the Son of God. We never, you know, that's another reason why they followed him. And I'm gonna throw this out there, and yeah, I don't know how true it is, but remember Jesus turned water to wine. I'm sure there was a few that followed him, hoping that he would do it again. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this particular scripture can be broken down in three parts. Okay. The first part of the verse states that if anyone wishes to follow Jesus, they first must deny themselves.
Amen.
The Amplified Bible says that we should set aside self-interest. Let me break that down if I may. Denying yourself refers to your own will. Our will dictates what we do, how we do it, where we do it, and when we do it. Our will runs our lives, and every decision that we make is based on our own will or mind. We are human.
Yes, we are.
And we are led by our feelings, emotions, and our own selfish ambitions. Our mind is not like the mind of God. And that is where the problem lies. If we are to be true followers of our Savior Jesus Christ according to his word, then the very first thing that we as Christians need to do is deny ourselves. It's written right here in the scripture. So that brings up the million-dollar question. How do we deny ourselves? Well, we have to want to allow our will or mind to be controlled by God. I will say it again. We have to want to allow our will or our mind to be controlled by God. Sounds difficult? Well, it is only because we are human and like to be in control of every aspect of our own lives. True?
Amen.
The thought of being out of control is scary, yeah, since we have been programmed all of our lives to make our own decisions and live our own way. Hmm. I mean, our parents raised us that way. Their parents raised us that way. And we raised our children that way.
Amen.
True?
True.
Jesus says in John 14:6, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the only way, and all other ways are the wrong way. Would y'all agree with me? This is what the word says.
Yeah.
In order to deny yourself, we must go to God. That's the first thing. And ask him to take over our lives. We have come before God before. We need to do it again. We have to come before God and tell him that our way simply does not work. Mm. If we do that, we have humbled ourselves. Because it is not human nature to want to tell somebody that we're wrong.
That's true. Apologize,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. We don't want to do that. That's the last thing on a human being's mind is saying, oh, well, you know, I was wrong. Man. It's my bad. Yeah, right. Now, once we go to God and say, God, our way isn't working, and humble ourselves, mm-hmm, God can start operating in our lives because we allowed him to do it. Mm-hmm. God gave us free will. Mm-hmm. He can change our minds in a snap of a finger. However, it would be more prudent of us to allow God to do that instead of forcing God to do that. You hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. God wants us to come to him and say, Lord, my way isn't working. I'm asking you, Lord, please take over my life so it can be better than it is. Mm-hmm. And just allow God to be God. See, that is true denial, mm-hmm, of ourselves. When you allow God to be Lord over your life. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I said there's three parts to the scripture. Deny yourself. The second part states that we should take up our cross. Or as the Amplified Bible states, we should express a willingness to endure whatever may come. Wow. In other words, in plain English, we should not give in to the temptations of life. Hmm. Jesus overcame being tempted in the wilderness by standing on the word of God. I don't know if you remember that, but Satan said to him, turn this rock to bread. And he said, I ain't gonna do that. He said, man can't live by bread alone. But every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Jesus overcame being tempted in the wilderness by standing on the very word of God. We were given God's word as a guide through our lives, mm-hmm, and to learn about Jesus and God. Now, we often quote scriptures in our lives, but when times are hard and the going gets tough, mm-hmm, we should be using the scripture just as Jesus did to overcome our problems. Now, here's a fact. We will be tempted in this life. Okay, let's just put it on out there. It's the truth. It's no getting around it. Yes, we will be tempted in this life. And we must endure those things in order to be victorious like Jesus.
Okay.
The cross analogy used in that scripture about pick up your cross is that Jesus even overcame death by rising from the dead, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Our problems are pale in comparison to what Jesus endured. Mm-hmm. I mean, wow. We need to start using the word of God and ask God to give us the strength to overcome our problems. You see, problems and issues are a way of life for everyone. It's part of being human. Overcoming problems and issues is what Jesus does best. We need to place our problems in his almighty hands, okay? Romans 8:37 states, in all things we are more than conquerors through him, meaning God, that loves us. We are fighting battles alone, which we have the victory through God. See, we can endure anything Since God is with us, and he is with us, he loves us all. We must be willing to endure these issues, knowing that Jesus has already overcome everything for us, and this life was not given in vain. We have the victory through him. Okay. So that being said, that fulfills the second portion of this scripture. First one, deny yourself. The second one, pick up your cross. The last part of this scripture is to follow me. The Amplified Bible states to believe in me, conforming to my example in living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me. Now, in order to complete the trilogy of this scripture, you must follow him by believing in him. Amen? You must conform to his way and not your own way. Just like I stated in the first part of this scripture. That's what denying yourself is. It also says you must be willing to stand on his word, on your belief in him, and be willing to fight for that belief. Okay? Now, the second part said that you must pick up your cross, endure, fight for Christ. Okay? Now, that's the third part is saying the same thing, but it's tying it all together. Now, I know this is kind of deep, but to be willing to die for him, simply stated, is to not let anyone or anything take your faith from you. I'm going to repeat that. Being willing to die for him simply states not to let anyone or anything take your faith from you. Not letting anyone or anything stop you from believing in him and not conforming to the ways of this world. Okay? If you do these things, you have effectively died for your belief in God. Amen?
Amen.
It's not complicated. When you lose yourself for God and sell out for the gospel, you have died to your own way of life. Still ties back to the first two parts of this scripture, right? Mm-hmm. You have died out to your own way of life if you truly do not conform to the world, do not give in, and keep believing, no matter what. Mm-hmm. The three parts of this scripture, to deny self, to pick up the cross, makes the last part of following him possible.
Okay.
You can't follow him unless the first two parts of this scripture is done. Amen?
Okay.
To be willing to lose oneself in him and to want to endure life's hardship by leaning on the word allows you to follow him. You hear that? It allows you to follow him. You can't follow him if you don't first deny yourself and endure. Or pick up your cross. You can't. That's what he was telling his disciples in this particular scripture, because he knew that the multitude was the reason they were following him. He knew that it wasn't the reason that he just stated in the scriptures. Otherwise, he wouldn't have never said it. He had to break it down to them and say, look, if you're going to really follow me, you got to deny yourself, you got to pick up your cross, and then you got to follow me. Not be deterred, not be swung back and forth. You got to truly commit to me. Okay? To be willing to lose oneself is vital. We have tried to fulfill this scripture with our own strength without success.
Yeah, that's true.
We're being honest with ourselves.
That's true.
Anyone who thinks that they are on it regarding this scripture needs to do an immediate self-examination, because there should be evidence if you're denying yourself, picking up your cross, and truly following Jesus. There should be evidence of it. And I ain't seen it. I'm not putting anybody down, but I'm just saying. We all like to think that we are really walking in the truth. But this scripture spoken by our Savior Jesus Christ should not be taken lightly. The reason I say that is because that was then, and if you bring it up to now, you still got people following Jesus for the signs and wonders. for self-interest. All the things he spoke about then is still true now. Wow. It brings up a question that every Christian needs to ask himself. Are you following him? Are you following what he represents? It's a difference. Now, I'm going off the page here. I'm just from the heart, okay? Too many times we followed him because he's done something for us. You know, it's just like, I love you because you love me back. Okay? Instead of loving somebody, whether they love you or not. You know, unconditionally. Not predicated on, you know. But people follow Jesus the same way, right? You just, you know, as long as he's doing for me, it's all good. But man, that stops. You ain't got no use for him. Isn't that terrible? But I'm just being honest. If this was not true, he never would have put it in there. He never would have told his disciples. He was not only telling his disciples, but he was telling every Christian. Then and now, and all points in between. If you're going to truly follow me, be one of my disciples, then here's what you're going to have to do. You have the first thing you have to do is deny yourself. The second thing you have to do is pick up your cross, endure the things that life has without giving up or turning away from me because you're having a hard time. But leaning on the word that we provided for you to lead you through this, knowing that God is in control anyway, and I've overcome everything, which means that you can too. And the third one, it says, follow me, endure these things. It's okay. It's fine. If you're going to follow me, that's fine. But I don't want you to conform into this world. I don't want you to give up on your faith. You got to follow me with all your heart. Not sometime, not when it's convenient, not when I'm doing something for you. Oh man, that's. If you're going to truly follow him all the time, not part time. Not when it's convenient for you. Okay? The importance of this scripture is a window of opportunity for all Christians to truly follow God the way that we are supposed to. It can be done, however. We just have to want to do it. And we have to humble ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus we come, asking forgiveness first and foremost. Lord, we have fallen short in this scripture.
Yes,
Lord knows we have. Father, please forgive us. Help us, Lord, to give in to our own will, to give it to you so that we can truly deny ourselves for you, Lord. Help us to endure all the troubles and trials of life, Lord. Hallelujah. Knowing that you've overcome everything, Lord. And through you and through your word, we can too. Help us to follow you, Lord, without conforming to this world, not being a part-time follower, not following you for the signs and wonders, but following you because you are Jesus and have died on the cross for our salvation. And that proves if we follow you that we love you, Lord. No strings attached. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us, oh Lord. We fall woefully short in this regard. Father, we put our faith and our trust in you. And we just ask, Lord, not only for forgiveness, because we all have fallen short. And we repent in the name of Jesus. But help us, Almighty Father. We can do all things through you. You said it in your scripture, Lord. And we love you, Lord. Help us to prove our love to you by following this scripture to the letter. Father, I thank you for this word. I pray, Lord, that many people will hear it and that they will deny themselves, pick up their cross, and follow you. Father, we thank you and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.